This is the January 18th, 2006 meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. I'm Carolyn Burden, chairing, and if everyone would like to announce themselves, we can begin.
Well, I'll just call a roll here.
Fine.
Mary Berg, Carolyn Burden, I know you're here. Terry Goodman?
Here.
Patty Heffley?
Present.
Melinda?
Here. Allie Jones?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just going faster. Wendy? Wendy Schroll, is she here? Not yet. Ted is here. LaVarne? LaVarne is not here. Carol's not coming, so she's excused, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Serena's excused. And if anybody else comes on...
Well, Julie Rodriguez is not here, and Les Radke is joining us from the
right.
advisory
now,
committee.
Julie is on, right? Is she excused or not here or resigned or what?
She hasn't been here in about 2 months or
no, she's not here.
Has she ever come?
What is her status?
No, she doesn't. Well...
Well, she's missed three.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
what
true.
Do I mark
More
her as?
More than three.
That's true.
I don't think she's even been to three.
We will need to deal with it, but we don't have to deal with it
not
now.
Tonight.
I need to find if she's really on here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and Les Radke is here. Yes. Okay. Okay.
All right. The first item of business, I have 8:04, by the way. We're starting late.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Mm-hmm. First item of business is approval of the agenda. And a notice that there are times next to most of those items, and they're just for guidance. They're not really firm. But any questions about the agenda?
Mary Berg.
Terry Goodman.
Mary, go ahead.
Yeah, I will have to leave this call, and so if we put the executives, certainly I want to move it up before new business, which probably won't happen anyway, but I'm not sure how we handle that. I don't want to miss the executive. Are we voting in the executive session?
I suspect not,
because
everybody just got their proposals quite late.
I don't even have them. Okay, so what will happen in there? As we don't all have them, even.
Well, we'll tell
a lot of secrets.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm not sure what we'll discuss them, but we certainly are not ready to vote on them yet. Does that answer your question, Mary? Can I?
Well, okay then, because Richard has to go too.
Yes, that's what I was holding on to, Richard.
Yeah, I've got to leave.
Oh, you do.
For another meeting.
Right. Well, he's going to the same one.
Quarter to seven.
Mm-hmm. It's 45
right.
minutes from now.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it? I've got an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah,
roughly.
An hour and 45 minutes.
That's what I have. We're going to the same place.
Right.
Well, do you want to move, make the special order then? We can. You want to leave it at 9, 6 p.m. Pacifica? Will that do you? 6 p.m. What I said was 6 p.m. Pacifica. Or completion of reports into business, whichever comes first. Is that 6 p.m. enough for you? Or?
Well, I don't think we're going to get to it by then. So, unless we...
unless we make a special order. That's what that special order is. So, do you
Well, the mission statement... I'd like to move the mission statement and the listserv after that or something. I think we're not going to deal with that business to rescind the listserv. The mission statement, we don't have to deal with that tonight.
No, we can wait.
So let's table that.
Well, when we get to it, we can certainly table it. But I think you're safe, Mary, if you understand properly the special order, if the agenda stands, will come at 6 o'clock Pacific
time. I don't want
time.
To cut the audit parameters off to do that, so I want to make sure we have that. So
do you want to remove
that
first, then?
I'd rather table the mission statement. Because if we don't get to it, it's okay. But this other thing is urgent, and the listserv is. I don't think we have to take that up today. It's going to be shut down. We don't have Serene, so.
I think the listserv is moot because the final amendment to that motion was that the entire thing would expire in 30 days, and it's
Okay.
32 days. So there's no point to that. I mean, I just put it in there pro forma because it was asked for, but. Since Serene isn't here, and since I think it's expired, if I understand correctly.
Well, can we just, for the moment, put it to the end of the agenda after.
Yeah.
Come back after the executive session and take care of it. And if we don't get to it, it's automatically tabled. So let's move it to after the executive session. That and the mission statement. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. And since LaVarne's not here, her report on the election services visit should be put to the end.
Mm-hmm. Put to the end. Move to end. Move to after the executive session.
Okay.
And I would like to, you know, the mission statement's not important. The listserv, I don't know. Since Les is here, it'd be good to do his thing early.
Yes. This is Patty.
Let's do that first.
Yeah. This is Patty.
Yes, Patty.
Is this on the agenda right now?
One at a time, please. Yes, go ahead, Patty.
Yes, I left a message for LaVarne. Perhaps, can we leave it on the agenda, and then if she comes in, we'll...
We're not taking it off, Patty. We're moving it to after the executive session.
Okay.
Point of information, once we go off the call into executive session, I don't think we'll come back on.
Right.
So let's leave the special order as it is at 6 p.m.
and see
what we can get in for the next hour, okay?
We'll make it 6:30, the special order, okay, because I don't know. I don't see how we can talk about these things when we don't even... I have nothing to look at. I don't know.
This is Terry. I was on the stack.
Yes, Terry, go ahead.
I can't find the agenda. Can you tell me the name of the title of the email, and maybe Patty can send me another copy?
Dated 1/16, 9:01 p.m., and it says PAC elections agenda for 1/18 EC meeting. I just found it myself.
Okay, naturally. Okay.
1/16, what time?
9:01 p.m.
Well, then, so what we're doing is tabling the listserv and mission statement, and the Williams...
Yeah, I don't have it.
...is at the end of...
You want me to forward it? Terry, what's your email address?
T-I-J-I...
Hold on a second. T-I-J-I... Oh, I got it. Plex.com?
Yes.
Yeah, it pops up on my computer the minute I...
Thank you.
...in there. All right, I will forward as we speak... It's gone into the ether.
Okay, thank you.
Hopefully it will arrive before the meeting's over.
Okay, so I just want to get clear for the notes here. We've moved the listserv and the mission statement to the end of the agenda. That's before the executive session, or have we tabled them?
Those two we can table.
Okay, those are tabled. All right,
mm-hmm.
Good. Now, Williams, we move to the end of the agenda after everything else, but before the executive session, is that it?
Yes, let's do audit parameters first, Williams' report next, and teleconference
third. No, let's put Williams' report last, because she isn't here.
All right.
And let's put the teleconference thing next, second.
Two, all right.
And then the work group's third and Williams last, and that will give her a chance to get here. And
all right, any objection to that change?
So we have four items that way.
All right,
table
that
two.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then new business, there's the report to the PNB, which I sent out before.
I have had no
response to it at all, but I hope that that's good news.
I moved to table... Serene's motion, since she's not here to speak to it in the new business.
Mm-hmm.
So we tabled that.
The new business, that's tabled. And the report, does everybody have a copy somewhere?
Is too. What about
the only addition to that I would make would be whatever we decide tonight.
You got a date and time of that message?
I'm sorry?
You have a date and time for your committee report?
The report.
It's number 3, and it says...
See, that's the problem with sending these things out in early.
Well, it's here. It's here. It's just my computer is now. Not mine. It's, what date did you send it? Draft of report. It's a draft of report at the PNB from EC 115-02006 at 8:22 p.m., my computer says.
Got it.
Good for you. Okay.
115?
That's the date and time that I have in my computer. Okay. Now, have we approved the agenda, or do we have something?
We have an adjournment at 9 ET, or the completion of new business. That's not very practical, because that's when we put the
no, you've made
special
that
order
for special
it.
Order. That's become
yeah.
a special order. Is
yeah.
by special order, special order without mm-hmm. objection? Is that correct?
I don't want to adjourn. What I would like to do, if we don't finish, I would like to make a continuation of this motion of this committee until Sunday, if we have to, because I don't think we're going to finish after our executive session. Is any time Sunday possible for you KPFA folks?
Very hard. I mean, it's
we
one
have
to four, and then
we have a town hall meeting from
up.
1 to 4.
And we have to clean up.
We have to stay and clean up. That means till 5.
Which means
we have to be there an hour early to set up.
We have to be there at 11:30 to set up.
So.
And we have to, then we have to mm-hmm. finish at 5, which is 8 o'clock your time, and we're totally tied up in that time.
I'm not going to be able to make it Sunday either because I have a special project that I'm working on at Rice University.
Well, then the other possibility is a week from tonight, Wednesday, if we need to continue.
We've got an LSD meeting next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Ouch.
With important elections.
Oh, good. Well, Monday, I guess I could do it.
Monday, I won't be free until after 9:30.
I guess Friday.
Our time, that's 6:30 your time.
Mm-hmm. Well... Friday I could do it. I don't know. I just want to make sure we don't decide anything in the executive session tonight, because I know that
is correct.
That
That's
we'll be able to get to it.
Well, assuming we have to continue, can we agree on Friday? Does anybody have
when?
A conflict on Friday night?
This Friday?
Yes, the day after tomorrow.
No,
to
I'm not available.
You're not available.
Well,
I have to have one night to play. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on, man. Where do you get off being privileged? The rest
privilege,
of us don't have
that's
nothing.
Called survival, sanity well, break.
Hmm. Well, I don't care. What's
actually, I may be up in Santa Rosa at a broadcast.
What's
going on up there? So
somebody
who knows?
Takes time off. Okay.
Well, is anybody on the call not Ms. going Neal. To Washington? We may have to meet in Washington then.
I'm not.
I'm curious.
How can we meet in Washington?
Physically, face to face.
Me neither.
All right. Well, then that leaves us really in a bind if we need to go have one more meeting because we all just got this.
Is there no
reports.
Way to do this by phone or email?
Well, Friday seems like the only time, or late Sunday.
Well, that's very late.
How about Monday at 6:30 your time, 9:30 mine? Is that all right for everybody? Monday the 23rd.
The only thing is, it's a little late.
It's late for those people.
I'm not available then. I have a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Is there some immediacy as to why we have to do this meeting prior to the time of the meeting that is listed here as February?
Yep.
We want to report to the PNB.
Yeah, we want to make a recommendation.
If they don't hear it until the next national board meeting, what will the problem be?
The problem is we're already late. We should have started. We're
a month behind on the elections timetable, actually. They should have been moving to
we can't
hire
wait
this,
till April.
Hire a
no,
company
we cannot.
And hire
no,
a
no, no, that didn't work. That just didn't work at all.
But you all realize that they're meeting apparently monthly, sometimes in face-to-face, sometimes
it's way too late. It's
we're very late. We're already a month behind, Ted.
All right, well, then let's go through our calendars and look for every day starting today and go from there, and we'll figure out something.
Well, I'm going to give you the dreaded S word Saturday.
Then.
How about Saturday the 21st?
Well, Saturday I won't be available till late, but then I can be...
Now, I realize Monday is inconvenient. I'll be in Philadelphia, actually. I have a class until 9 p.m., but... I can make a call by 9:30, which is 6:30 Pacifica. Is that at all possible?
Well, we're using up a lot of time now to do this. Is there a way we can do this by email and set up this time to list the days?
No.
Or something?
No, that's unwieldy. We've got to do it now.
Oh, okay,
let's finish it up now. How about a Monday? Let's take a poll. Who cannot make Monday?
Richard.
9:30. Richard, you cannot. Okay. Anybody else? You're the only person who can't make Monday, then? Okay.
No, LeVarne can't make Monday either.
Oh, okay. All right. Tentatively, then, that will be it. I'll take a poll online, but it looks as if Monday might be our best shot. If we really have to meet again, let's hope that we...
Seemed like more than two people were stuck with all the other days, so...
That's quite so.
Okay, so then, that was our agenda.
Are you canceling the Sunday scheduled meeting?
Well, nobody wants to meet Sunday. Who can definitely not meet on Sunday at any time?
Well, I could meet...
Who cannot?
Who cannot meet on Sunday?
I could only meet after, 10 o'clock
probably
your 7 time?
7 o'clock our time.
7 your time?
That's 10 o'clock your time.
10 o'clock your time.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's when we could meet.
Because we don't get done over there till 5 or 5.30.
And we have nothing to eat since 11.30 except,
right.
I don't know.
Well, you can bring your dinner.
I mean, we can't be on a phone. I can't be on a phone over there. I don't even see how I'm going to be.
But you could make it at 7. Is there anybody who cannot make it at 7 on Sunday?
Well, that's 10
Sunday?
Eastern.
And 10 Eastern, right.
Yeah.
How long do you think this meeting is going to be?
I don't think it should be too long if we do our homework and really look at these proposals, you know, carefully before then, I hope.
Well, I can do Sunday night.
But does that have to...
It's got to be later.
Doesn't that have to be an executive session?
Executive session Sunday night.
Well, then we don't need to...
Excuse me?
We don't need to reserve any phone time for it then. Oh, we have to have phone time. Yeah, what am I talking about? Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
So what time on Sunday night can Berkeley participate?
Not before 10 o'clock Eastern.
7 p.m.
Or 7 o'clock our time.
7
it's 9 o'clock your time, I think.
And 10 Eastern. Let's talk Eastern, yeah.
Yeah.
On yours,
so 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we set it and go? Get on with the business?
Absolutely. Sounds good to me.
All right. Sunday.
All right, let's move on.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do then, the orders, instead of adjourn, it is continued until it's
Sunday.
postponed until Sunday 1:22, 10 o'clock Eastern. Okay.
Right. Good. Thank you. And I'll double-check the numbers and send them all over. All right, let's get down to the agenda then. I think if the agenda is approved...
So, it's approved, isn't it? Are we
going to do this thing first?
What?
Hearing no objection, we'll move on. Yes, the first thing on the agenda is Les Radke's audit parameters. Les?
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
The approval of the minutes...
Who is speaking?
Ted.
Ted, mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the minutes of November the 20th.
Oh, that's right. That was first, yes.
Oh, yeah, we have that first. And the next meeting date. Well, we've already set that Sunday, February 19th. Are we agreed to that? That came next, actually.
Yes, I forgot that we had already... No, the 19th, someone had a lot of problems with the 19th.
Well, then we have got that to do.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Well, I'm now looking at the minutes of November the 20th.
All right, Ted, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. I think the next thing after the approval of the agenda was the next meeting date. Is Sunday, February 19th all right for everybody?
What
Sunday.
Day of the week is it?
It's
what day of the week
night.
Is Sunday?
Sunday?
Somebody's
oh,
worse
Sunday.
Off than me.
No, I
didn't believe it.
What am I thinking?
Sunday is the day of the week that is Sunday.
February. No,
preferably late in the day, if at all possible.
Is there anybody who cannot make an 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacifica time?
Which Sunday?
The 19th.
February 19th.
Third Sunday.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, good.
Those always correspond to the Saturdays we have our LSB meetings. It's
yes,
interesting.
I know.
And you're saying what time Eastern?
8 p.m. Is
eight,
that late
eight,
enough for you?
8 p.m. Eastern, so 7 Central.
Right.
The end game. Good.
Okay, good.
Okay. Now we've
got
the
minutes. That's done. All right. Now, the minutes for October 23rd seem to be missing for some reason. We do not have minutes.
Well, I sent out the actions. What happened? The
right.
file, I guess, I had files that got corrupted, and so but I have the, and I can't open them. But the actions that we took are all there, and I did send those out.
All right, good.
So, and you got those, I think. But then I had to leave, so I don't know how many people got those. Did I send them out? Let's see.
Yes, you did, but I don't know if you sent... I think you sent them to everybody.
I don't know what the hell I did. What did I do?
Does everybody have those, the minutes of...
I don't see that.
The 20th and of...
I sent the... for sure I sent Novembers
December
and Decembers.
15th. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I sent them this
very
morning.
Complicated, Mary. You did a good job on those.
Well, I didn't put in all that other stuff. I made a note that, that's, mm-hmm. you know, all... this does not contain all that... I object, you object, point of order, you're out of order, you're out of order, and it went on so fast that some people... it's... I couldn't... I can do all that maybe, but I don't... I don't think that belongs all that in the minutes.
Has anyone had a chance to look at them? Do we want to move to approve them, or are we postponing them?
Well, this is Ted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at all these letters at the top, and I was able to figure out everybody's name except R.R.
There's a chart that says, that's Rob Robinson. I also
okay.
included a little... thing that said who the initials are.
No, well, it says present for all or part of the meeting.
Yeah, and then below that, there was, I don't have...
Lavarne, my apologies.
Oh, Lavarne.
Okay, well, I'm correcting this, and I'll send it back to Mary if you'll just give me your email address, and you won't have to make these corrections since I like to do some work. So, Mary, if you give me your email address right now.
Yeah, proaudio@audio1.com. The number.
I'm sorry, Ted. Do you have corrections to the minutes? Because they should be done in.
Yes,
proaudio@proaudio1.com.
Proaudio@proaudio1.com.
Yeah, but we need to go over them here
right.
in the meeting. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you have corrections.
I do, and I hope that It says at the beginning, present for all or part of the meeting.
That's
you're either
right.
present or you aren't, and so I took out for all or part
well,
of the meeting.
That's just been my normal habit. If you don't like it, it's okay with me. I do that because it's been my normal habit.
Well,
because some people aren't on later. But if you like, I'll take it out.
Okay, well, I'm actually, and then it says under number 4, summary, resolve that the PNB committee... and then to maximize the transparency of its governance activity shall. You don't need all that rationalization. All you need is the committee create an internet listserv for and so on, and that passed. But it doesn't say, oh, no, never mind, that's fine.
Let's leave it in there.
No big deal one way or the other. But what is confusing is it says substitute language under C.
That's what it is.
I understand, but I don't know which of the resolves under number 4, A, B, or C, is what we decided. Is it A, B, or C?
I think, are you looking at the November, let's see, which one are you looking at?
I'm looking at November the 20th.
Okay. I have no printout, so that's unfortunate. I was hoping I had, but I don't. Well, here, let me look, and I think I'll do it on email. Well, can somebody... Is it clear to other people, or does everybody have the same...
Well, that is correct. I'm not so sure it's important, but perhaps when you figure it out, you can correct it and send out a revised draft. Is that all right?
Let's see. Well, if I get what the objections are...
That it's not attributed to any particular motion? What is it revising? Or what
it's a motion for an official PNB Elections Committee listserv, and it sounds to me, it seems to me like we've actually approved A, B, and C, and C is not substituted.
Wait a minute. I think if you look at that...
Terry?
Terry, go ahead, please.
Yeah, it perhaps there was a different C that has been substituted. A, B, and C were approved.
So it shouldn't be substitute language. It should be even further resolved, I guess. Also
no,
further resolved.
Substitute.
Just resolved.
No, wait a minute. The one about the listserv?
That was
4C.
Yeah, the after I left the call, a motion from Serene
yes,
added language
yeah,
about... list policy.
So C was her substitute motion was approved, and I...
Well, it was an additional...
We didn't approve the C as done. We approved hers.
Right.
It's not a substitute for anything that's prior to it. It confuses people by saying it's substitute for something prior to it. It's not. It's just a resolved.
It was a substitute motion for the existing C.
That's what I have off the recording
and everything else.
Yeah.
She made that motion to substitute for Terry's motion. We voted on the substitute motion first, and since that passed, it substituted for Terry's, and we didn't have Terry's anymore. So the C that is in there is the language that Serene put in. It was substitute language.
Carry on, Zach. The proper way to do it is just to say resolved instead of substitute language from CR, and then number four, my motion as revised.
Okay, you guys send me the language because I don't know.
Okay, and Mary, let me say that if you're going to say that it's a substitute for Terry's language, then you have to say that what Terry's language was, that this has been substituted that for, because otherwise it appears to be a substitute for perhaps A and B before, which it isn't.
Well, let's see. You're going to send me your corrections, so I don't have to, right?
I'll send you one.
Yeah, that will be...
All right. Any other corrections to these?
Hang on. There are some motions here, I think, that are not dedicated to a particular individual. Number 7, motion RE agenda item 12, database audit, resolve that. I don't see that is attributed to any individual. I'm not saying it's a big deal, but we ought to start identifying.
Ted, if you listen to that, there is no individual. It was just agreed. And originally, when I sent my rough notes to Carolyn, I said agreed, but not formally moved in a motion. But it was agreed without objection, and that's what I put there. There was no vote, and there was no one who made a motion. It was in the discussion. I can cite you the places. It's in the third part of the recording, and there is no attribution to be made. I'm not sure how to handle it. If you want to listen to it and give me suggested language, I would like that. I just did the best I could.
That's okay. I'm not really raising it more for future reference, and if it's not possible.
I mean, and that's, you know, in such a case, if it comes up in future, I'd appreciate if you would listen to it and suggest language for future cases like that, because I didn't know what
point
to do.
Point well taken.
I move that we adopt these minutes of November 20th as amended.
Right. Hearing no objection? So moved. Good. They're adopted then. And now on to December.
I'm afraid I don't think I have those.
I sent them out.
I have Monday the 16th at 2:36 p.m. and the subject is no subject.
Right, but then I sent them out to the list. I realized that the list hadn't had them, so I sent them out. I sent the November ones out at 11:19. A.M. Pacific time, and I sent the December ones out at 11:27 Pacific time. So
on the same day?
At 2 in the afternoon, about 20 minutes apart or whatever.
On the 16th?
9 minutes apart. I don't know.
On the 16th?
On today.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had sent them to you earlier, Carolyn, but I hadn't sent them to the whole list, and I just noticed that today.
Oh.
I thought I had, but I hadn't.
Okay. Does anybody else need them?
If we're going to approve them, I do. Just that we, I would prefer not to make a motion.
That's right.
I would just informally like to suggest that we postpone the consideration of the minutes and move to the first item and then come back to the minutes after we have finished addressing whatever is the first item on the agenda. I guess that is a motion to postpone consideration.
Right, postpone consideration.
Yes, that would be a good idea. Anyone have any objections to that?
No.
No? All right, that's a good idea, Ted. Thank you.
Until what now?
Until we finish the first item.
Mm-hmm. After...
get him off.
Less rant.
I hate this guy.
Presentation, what? Right?
Hello?
So beautiful.
Okay.
Until after the audit presentation.
Right. All right, so maybe we can move on to Les Radke now then.
Sure, it's going to be very brief, not going to be 10 minutes, because...
I hear some serious, excuse me, noise in the background.
I'll just let you know what I did and what I'm going to do, because it's more like preparing something. I guess if I email it out, I should, what, email it to Carolyn or...?
Yes, or the whole list, whichever.
Somebody am I on that list?
I add you to the list. I don't think you ever accepted the invitation, so you never got put on formally, but I can send it out again. And meanwhile, I just sort of put a CC to you.
Got it. I can look. What's the list called?
It's called PAC_elections05@yahoogroups.com. But I'll send out another invitation to you to sign up.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that, because I'm not sure when it was sent out, but I was gone for a few weeks. Anyway, the brief report is that I'm a member of a group called Hackers, which is the people who basically built Silicon Valley. Lou Katz is the person who organized Usenix. He's agreed to work with me in getting a couple of people, actually one in New York and one out here in San Francisco, to have a teleconferencing call to come up, because people have done this. So we're talking about people who've actually gone through these audits, and this stuff is, at least starting. What we want to start with is all of the pitfalls and stuff like this, because they've worked with nonprofits. He was trying to set that meeting up before this, but couldn't. But we are planning on having it before Friday. We would issue a written report and just send it out. So that's the only thing I have to say.
Oh, cool.
All right, that sounds good. Now, let me clarify this, because as you know, my technical expertise is somewhat limited. Are we talking about the same thing here? The at one point we discussed the possibility of a sampling audit. Like
that's correct.
Yeah.
One, and then getting the results of that.
Right.
Okay.
No, that's exactly right.
So
that we, at least, there's different methods of that, but there's also going to be some recommendations. Ultimately, this database package either has to be modified or changed.
Yes, I think
the one you're sending out, which one has to be modified or changed?
The one that Pacifica is using.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
It was never meant for this.
Exactly.
And it's also actually, even for its original purpose, there are some problems with it.
You're talking about MEMSIS.
Yes, MEMSIS.
Let me get down to particulars, which helps me understand this. An issue came up the other day. I was listening to a fund drive at our station, and people were recommending gift memberships. And as we know, in a membership organization, under, I think it's California code, you can't give a gift membership that goes with a ballot. And that makes a terrible problem for the... whoever keeps the list.
Then we have two
classes of members, which is also not correct.
Yeah.
So my question...
you can't buy ballots?
Exactly. And my question was, how do the people in charge of the list at each station handle that? And I asked our general manager, and she said, well, to ask our list manager, but copy her, and perhaps we could find out how they handle it. But I have no idea, and I know that asking people to, give gifts is quite common during fund drives, but it's also somewhat illegal. Well, I don't know what we do with that. Would the kind of things you recommend get at that sort of record keeping? Is it?
I will as many questions as people have, please send me, or even send it out on the list, because the more questions you have, obviously, the easier it is to hone in on this. But with I know what has happened with that at our studio of a couple of years ago, which is basically, if it's a gift membership, they just put the person in as a member. There are no two classes.
Right, now, exactly.
So it's a question. And the database, by the way, is really not set up for that. I mean, it could be made to do that, but now we're talking of patching. You know, the best way is that you keep a list, a separate list, of gift memberships, but that would be something that the board would have to recommend. In other words, that there be a separate list.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the gift memberships. Those are all separated. Type that into a file, and then, you know, when that's run, those are just deducted from the file.
What would they do in cases like what we had in Houston, where we had the numbers sent to Tom DeLay? We had people signing up Tom DeLay.
They paid?
Yeah.
Him?
Yeah, they paid. There was a joke a few years ago where basically they said they were encouraging people to pay for memberships, and they were dedicating one to Tom DeLay, and they had several that came in that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's getting to be a real issue. It's not such a joke anymore. So that's good. I think Liz's suggestion is well taken. We should make a list of all these potential problems and send them.
The more
to
questions
him.
You have, the easier
mm-hmm.
it is to come up with recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Liz.
I'll tell you what the basic problem here is. So without a history, I mean, I've dealt with database packages for so long, and this is the first one I've known that doesn't have a history. I mean, it doesn't have a history.
Can you explain what that is to some people who don't understand the term?
Sure.
A history.
Anytime you make a change to a database, for example, there's a name in there, and
mm-hmm.
you put a change in there, the history tells you when that change was made.
Ah, yes.
So, for example, if you find out, you go into a database,
mm-hmm.
and 2 days mm-hmm. before the election, you find that 500 names have been
entered.
I see
what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay.
You should be aware that with MemSys, you could actually enter 500 names 2 days before the election. There's no way to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Now, one of the things that the motions of the elections committee tried to get at was exactly that, by asking the general managers to keep monthly lists and reporting them to the PNB, so that any sudden spike that couldn't be accounted for, let's say, by a fund drive, could be monitored or looked at more closely. So at that point, mm-hmm. one would have to go in and look at the dates of entry, recent dates of entry or something of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are oblique ways of getting at it, right? But you're saying that we need a history. Can this be patched?
Well, actually,
or?
With MemSys, you are dependent on the person entering it, so there's no way of knowing that a date that's entered has any relevance to when it was entered. That's what I mean by it. See, the history is generally, a history for most databases is automatic, but that's not true of MemSys. The reason it's not true is it was not meant
mm-hmm.
to be. You know, for credit cards or elections or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
The theory was that even if you send out to a house where the people aren't living, if you send out a fundraising letter for a nonprofit organization, there's an advantage because maybe people will open it up and send money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why there were no controls built into this. It was basically a nonprofit fundraising database, and that's all it's used for. Now, there are some real problems with that, but that's a different question. I'm just saying what the original use was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that from the beginning we've been raising as a very serious problem.
Very good. Terry,
that's where your thing goes on. I mean, if you have somebody, anybody who has access to this, and it's pretty easy, it's not a very secure database, anybody who has access can put anything in they want, and there's no way to back-check it.
This is a problem. Terry, you wanted to add?
Yes. The database that is the engine for the MemSys software is Pervasive SQL, and I'm a registered Pervasive software developer. That engine is strong and can support a database with an audit trail, you know, with a login of the data entry operator and a date and timestamp for each entry and all that kind
of stuff.
But the MIMSIS implementation of that does not support all the features that we want. I was authorized by the technology committee last year to investigate the MIMSIS database to see if it could be adapted for bylaws compatibility in maintaining membership records, and got absolutely no response from the MIMSIS publishers when I was trying to contact them. And I attempted to get software manuals from the local subscriptions manager, but it was FunDrive, and so I was put off. And so that project kind of died on the vine. But I have a lot of documentation and tools for the pervasive software, which is an update of the old Novell Btrieve database format. And hope to eventually get around to seeing if MIMSIS is more adaptable than its users think, because they don't really understand the underlying structure.
I did call up MIMSIS. They did say it could be adapted, but after that I didn't hear from them.
Yeah.
So I didn't pursue it that much either. I mean,
Yeah, I'm suspecting that there are fields that could be used for added functionality, even if they weren't designed for that, without a software patch.
Mm-hmm.
But in then we'd need user manuals to make sure that we had uniform use of these old fields for new purposes throughout the foundation. But anyway, I'm inviting Les to contact me on this project if he's going to do anything more on it.
Wonderful. Les, between yourself and Terry and the hackers, when do you think you might have some recommendations for us?
Well, as I said, I told Lou I really needed the meeting this week,
mm-hmm.
so I'm hopeful that that means this week means tomorrow or Friday.
Mm-hmm. Who was the member, Les?
He said that it would be possible, but people, have many things on their thing. Lou Katz, who basically is one of the heads of hackers, is somebody very familiar with KPFA. I've worked with him before.
Okay, I just didn't have it in the minutes. I wanted to get
Excuse me, Mary. Yes.
I told him how urgent this is, that this is coming up in the National Board.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the one who has influence, because there are some people who review him as a god. So he will ask them, and they,
All right, so look for something.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Does anybody else have any other questions? No? Okay, Les, thank you a lot.
Okay,
Appreciate that.
I'll be going.
All right. We may be going into executive session in about 15 minutes, if you're going to stay with us.
Anyway.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Les.
All right, so the next item on our agenda is the teleconference. Terry, I think, are you
on
that?
Yes. I've got National Office approval to stream a teleconference with
Wendy.
Invited staff on February 2nd, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I got from Carol the list of people who should be invited, but I'll want Serene and Mary to give me updates on that. I'll be preparing an email invitation, and we'll see what happens.
What time did you say it was, Terry?
7:30 Eastern.
7:30 Eastern.
It's now booked on the Pacifica calendar.
Okay.
And National Office has approved the expense for streaming.
Okay.
And I believe it's a toll-free number.
Will you be I assume that elections committee members will be invited on, but will you also have an agenda in advance, do you think, or
Yes.
Are you developing that?
I'm developing it. And would have been working on it now, except I'm on this call.
Yeah. Well,
and
I'll
so
be sorry to interfere. Yes.
Be delayed till tomorrow, I guess.
Right.
I'll be back working on it, and we should work together, Ted, because or Terry, or what's your name there? You know, you. Because I need to get with you about KPFA so that you see why it was so confusing to me. I spent about 4 or 5 hours listening to that call, and I think I see where the problem of communication was. So we'll talk
right
about that.
Well, good. You have more stamina than I do to do it again.
Well, I just couldn't.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. It was a long call. All right. So that is all set then for the 2nd at 7:30 Eastern. And that will be the stewards from WBAI's USOC and the council members from KPFA's unpaid staff.
Yeah. Either they or their designates.
Or
if they designate somebody else, that's it may be that they might.
Yeah, just need
their
email address.
I hope they're designated one for one and we don't have 30 people on
the
phone.
No,
well,
no, one
somebody
to one.
Knows something.
Yeah, that would be helpful too.
That's
yes.
All.
Thank you.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's moving on to item
three.
Wendy,
did I
hear you come on the call?
Yes, you did.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. I'm so sorry. I'm completely stupid. I was going for 7:30 and forgetting I was not on the East Coast. I guess.
Oh dear, that's.
I know.
I should put all three times down. We rearranged the agenda somewhat.
Wendy, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I noted you down. You came at 8:45 Eastern.
Thank you.
8:45.
If she's here, she's here. I think, as Ted points out.
Well, I just made that note.
We do have.
We have.
We did rearrange the agenda, Wendy. And the next item, the third item under the reports, is the work groups, and then number four was LaVarne's visit to Election Services.
Manager, this is Ted.
Yes, Ted.
I don't think that's correct, but I have not yet received the minutes from the meeting that we said we were going to address as soon as we finished with the report we've just received.
Someone said they were sending them.
Which minutes were those?
The 12th.
I did. I sent them.
I did too. I sent them to you.
Yeah, Ted at llu.com.
And it didn't come back.
I have the minutes that you sent me for.
I just sent them at 8:32, Ted.
And I sent them at 8:01.
You sent them earlier, yeah.
11:20:05 and 12:17:05, and the agenda.
Right.
Yes, that is correct. We were going to go to those minutes, the December minutes now.
I have, Patty, the minutes you sent me, and I appreciate it, from the teleconference meeting of November 20th, but that's the only ones that I have.
Ted, I just sent them to you at 8:32. They did not return.
Me neither. Check your mail there, sir.
Check the mail.
I'm doing it. Anyway, if it says a new mail, it's probably telling me something about some form of sex.
Hit refresh, yes, sir.
Nope.
Well, should we move along then to the December 18th minutes? Does everybody have them?
Yeah.
They look fine to me. Does anyone have any corrections?
Terry,
go ahead.
Regarding what Ted was saying before, I believe the legend says the code for Rob Robinson is ROB. But within the minutes, the code used for Rob Robinson is RR.
Oh.
So if the legend was changed to RR equals Rob Robinson, I think they'd be okay.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Okay. I didn't realize that. Okay.
At least on that point.
Okay.
Except I don't see him on those minutes anywhere, so it might be him.
Huh?
Well, I'm looking at the 12:17 one.
12:17?
Yeah.
What is it you do not see?
12:18.
The legend
is in the file name. but RR is listed as absent in the attendance.
That's
right after the legend.
Yes.
Which is after the summary.
Mm-hmm. Anyone see anything that needs changing in those? Or? Then should we move to approve those as they stand?
Oh, so moved.
No objection? Well, then they will. The 12:18 minutes are approved.
Okay.
Now the next item is LaVaughn Williams' visit to the Election Services Corporation. LaVaughn, are you still with us?
Oops. She was.
She was indeed.
I'm sorry, Carolyn, you...
Oh.
Yes, that's all right.
It's
Are
been
you,
that type of the last couple of days. I've had, like, meetings and conference calls.
Yeah,
tell time.
Me.
But, okay. You wanted me to talk about the...
your report.
Oh, your report. Okay. You
yes,
know, I had
report to the Election Services.
Okay, fine. I should be very... It will be very, very short. Okay, we had Election Services actually... They came over to the station, so we met there at the station.
Oh, how nice. Uh-huh.
Yeah, on the 10th. And people who were attending were Max Blanchett, and Mary was there, and Richard Phelps. I know, Richard, are you there?
Yes,
and,
I am. I was there, and I am there now.
Okay, great. And Jeff LaRue, who is, I think his title there is West Coast Director for Election Services,
mm-hmm.
Steve Walker, Stan Woods was there, and I. And so basically when they came in and just kind of introduced themselves, so what they wanted to do was just kind of get the expectations from the meeting and in terms of what we were really looking for in the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So my notes, I'm trying to go through here. It was a very good discussion, and we I think that, you know, the package, the proposal, I see that it's there, Carolyn, you've sent it out. And I guess some of the notes I have here is that, you know, I'll just go over some of the stuff I have in terms of they've done over, I think they said over 6,500 elections. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that let's see, rules, printing. Okay, we talked about the type local. Okay. Some of the questions that we had or people had was like, you know, what about, you know, how will the ballots come in? And he said there will be local P.O. boxes for the ballots to come into the station, that
mm-hmm.
there people will go out to each station to do the elections. Mary and Richard can just jump in if they would like to comment on this. That we would, I guess if you look at the thing. Okay, the other thing that, I guess some of the other stuff that really happened is that we, I gave Steve, well, I took a cut, but when I received like four ballots for the last election. So I took one of those unopened ballots to Steve Walker, so he picked up at the station to look at exactly what had been done, that we were talking about, you know, STV voting, and that we were looking for perhaps having a little explanation or program so people can really, you know, understand what STV is, and that, you know, that's one of our tasks that we said we should do. Perhaps we have the LSB show that, you know, sometime we should devote some time to that, to talk about the process and kind of explain what it is so people can understand that, that, you know, that some of the negative comments we have about STV is really just ignorance or in terms of what it does in terms of having each smaller group having some representation. And let's see, Mary, there are a couple of things that we had asked, some guidelines or something that we were trying to get.
Yeah.
And
maybe get to
that's
me.
Really it. They just, you know, we talked about some of our expectations, talked about some of the things that had happened in the past. And are we going into executive session later?
We are in about 5 minutes, actually.
Okay, so I would like
now.
To add something mm-hmm. during
Carolyn?
The session.
Yes.
I'm terribly sorry, but I'm going to have to book out for a minute. I'll try to come back, but I've got to run out and do something.
All right,
okay.
Thanks for telling me.
Okay, thanks.
In executive session, I can tell you a couple more things that I don't think I should just tell on air here. So, again, just really good discussion, really, and if you look at the proposal, that will really tell what they can do. You know, they're very, you know, very agreeable. They say that they have a help desk available Eastern time during the election, so there'll be someone there the whole time.
Right.
Well, it sounds like a productive meeting. Thank you.
Yeah,
it was great. It really was. Marion.
I thought it was great. The post office box, it's different from last year because they would have the key. They would collect these ballots, which is something different from what we've ever done because the supervisor has always done that, the local one with two witnesses or at least one. But they would do that all themselves.
We'll talk about
the witness.
That's
the side because we don't have to pay them to do something like that if we don't want to.
Well, that's a discussion. I don't think it's a problem.
Yes, we'll have that discussion in a little while.
I see why they want to do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to interrupt here because we're about to go into executive session unless we decide otherwise.
No.
The report that I sent around, I didn't get any feedback on it. The only thing I would add to it is whatever we have decided tonight,
which so far we haven't really decided.
That's right.
No.
So
we're not gonna.
If we can deal with that online,
sure.
And I can, if you'll agree to that, then I will finish that up online. Any objections to that, or should we extend this discussion to deal with that report?
I'm amenable to doing it online. I don't think we have to extend that discussion now.
That would be fine.
Good Lord.
Is that all right?
What?
Yes. I mean,
all
it would
right.
be.
Oh, yeah. You'll add in that we scheduled the work group meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
oh, right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. The date,
yes,
the second,
that.
And the time. I certainly
yeah.
will. That's right. I'll have to change that one paragraph where it's in the future tense.
Yeah, that's
it. Good.
Now there's a date, yeah.
All right, that's fine. Well, I think then this ends the public portion of our meeting. I do need to explain why we're going into executive session.
Yeah.
And it is because issues of confidentiality have been raised by, at the request of one of the people who have turned in a proposal, and so we're going to be discussing these out of the public eye at the request of the company who requested it. Terry?
Yeah. I wanted to clarify that it's not pure confidentiality there's proprietary information from the company that has been revealed to committee members that we cannot discuss in public.
Correct. Yes, that is true. All right. Well, thank you very much, and if we'll stay online, and that will be fine.